Well, that clearly was not Fred Penner. You know, Al Simmons never would have pulled that stunt, you know? He never would have been like that. You know, you interviewed Al Simmons once, Little Miss Britt, at the Children's Festival. Do you recall that?
I don't.
No? No, it was, you're pretty young. I'm thinking you were like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 or something. And I went to the Children's Festival, and he played. I think Fred, I don't know if Fred played that year or not. No, I think it was just Al. But you got to interview Al Simmons. Sadly, the recording didn't turn out, which is too bad because it was a great interview. We would have won an Oscar or something, I think. But, yeah, sadly, it didn't happen. But Al was riding around in his horse bicycle contraption. I don't know if you remember that.
He had
a bicycle, and it was like, but it was a horse, and there was a head, and it was the coolest thing. And you actually got to sit on the bicycle, horse thing, whatever
what?
It was. And, yeah, no recollection, though, huh? It's, yeah, we're all getting old. We're all getting old. Call in now. Support Radio for Seniors. 204-774-6877. Give till those young whippersnappers get off our lawn. And if you're pledging at the $75 mark, you get a ticket in the draw for one of 3 Wild Focus photography prints. 12 by 18-ish, but, you know, we're flexible. We're flexible. Find the photo that you like. And, yeah, and we'll make it happen. And, but of course, well, we've all gone. We've all moved on from Fred Penner and the Dickies and the Banana Splits. And, now we're into sad girl pop music. I think I listen to more sad girl pop music than you do.
I don't know about that.
No, no. Well, we're both big Phoebe Bridgers fans, though. And I thought we need to play Phoebes tonight on the show. This is my favorite Phoebe Bridgers cover. She's done a number of covers, but this is by far my favorite. Originally by the band Wheatus. It's this is like, I don't know, this is kind of like Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman updated. You don't even know that song, do you?
No,
you should listen to oldies radio more. What's wrong with your parents? They don't teach you about Roy Orbison? What the hell? I'm going to talk to those jokers. But except like the Phoebe, like the original version, especially the video. If you ever seen the video for the original version of this song, it's a bit, I mean, it's kind of cartoony and it's a bit of a joke. But when Phoebes does it, it's just raw emotion. And I don't know, maybe I'm just kind of a sad sad old man, but this one tears me up. This is Phoebe Bridgers doing Wheatus's Teenage Dirtbag on the Twang Trust Fun Drive Effort 2024, week 2. Time's running out. Call now, 204-774-6877.
In half an hour, oh how she rocks in Keds and tube socks, but she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. I'm just feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold. She's walking over to me, this must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about me?
Thank you.
back to me, baby. 774-6877. All to see. You and your new boyfriend, you ain't got no electricity. You promenade down Main Street, make everybody smile. You still look so fine, babe, but your boyfriend's got no style. You can't come back to me, baby. Italian suit. I got this 70 cane and it's real rude. Toot-toot. Put on your prettiest dress. Tell old Blip that it was nice. Hey, darling, I'm taking you out tonight. So you can come back to me, baby. We'll paint the town red. We'll let them know. Come back to me, baby. Oh, can't you see? Won't you here with me? Oh, and I want you here with me. Oh, and I want you here with me. Want you here with me? That's all behind us now, baby, won't you change your mind? He's gonna tie you down, dance with the boss. But you deserve so much more time to fire up. So you can come back to me, baby, we'll paint the tower red. Oh, we'll knock them down. Come back to me, baby, won't you come back to me, back to me, back to me.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Devin Cuddy, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's true. That's just what you're doing. And that was Devin Cuddy from his brand new record, cover of an old Barney Bentall song. We'll mention Barney in a minute, actually. Keep him in the back of your head for a moment. Before that, Show Pony. One of their three songs, We Need More, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe they're collecting them for a whole album. I don't know. I don't know if they've been in the studio or not. You got to ask them now that you're close personal friends and all. I don't know if you're on the socials. Is that the way you say it? You're on the socials?
The social medias.
Yeah, if you've seen anything from Show Pony in the last couple of days, they've been using some of Little Miss Britt's photos that she took at times a couple of weeks back for promo for the Festival de Voyageur tomorrow night. They're playing 9 o'clock, I think?
9:30
at the Snow Tent. Lots going on tomorrow. You can go see Sean Burns, too, at times. Pretty much at the same time, so I think it's one or the other. Yep. But yeah, I think we're going to go check out the ponies. But now that you're close personal friends, you got to ask them about what's up. And now that you've got one CD photography gig under your belt, maybe you could get another one. I don't know if, the Fuse... Winnipeg's legendary first family of rock and roll, The Fuse, putting out a new album, comes out at the show they're doing on Saturday, March 2nd at the Park Theater. The new album is called At the Palace, and you were hanging out at the Palace taking pictures. Yeah, all the photos in the new album taken by none other than Wild Focus Photography. And you could win a Wild Focus Photography print if you're pledging at the $75 level. We'll be making that draw a little later and seeing who wins. Maybe you can get yourself a print of Show Pony, of Devin Cuddy live at the Stew Dome. You know, there's a really nice one of Jeff Hatcher that you took that's in the CD booklet in the new Fuse album, which I got to go up. I'm going to go print that tomorrow, actually. Get it all ready. That one, I think you need to upload a couple of those to your site. But, yeah, the Fuse, speaking of the Fuse, we're revving up the Twang Trust Wayback Machine even as we speak. We had to refuel it because we really had it in overdrive last week on the show. We went back to 1987 last week twice. We went to Verna's and we went to A&A Records at Madison Square to check out Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper. That was last week. Sadly, the archives are on the fritz here at CKW right now, so you can't re-listen to that one at the moment. I don't know if it's going to be coming back or not, but we're going to have tonight's episode. We're recording it even as we speak, and I'll have that up on the website tomorrow. But anyways, see, that's what we need this dough for. Things like websites, you know, they don't just happen magically. People have to actually do it. You got to know somebody who knows what's going on. And, you know, it's been a while since our archives went on the fritz. Used to happen back in the early website days. It used to happen all the time. And it hadn't screwed up for, like, years. But apparently something happened and, you know, top men are on it even as we speak. But anyways, we're revving up the Wayback Machine. We're going back even farther. We're only going back once tonight, but we're going back in time even farther. We're going back to 1979 at the Native Club. Now, the Fuse still going strong, writing songs better than ever. Wait till you hear this new album. Holy moly. We're going to try and squeeze in a cut from it, actually, a little later. But, let's see, is this thing, can you shovel some coal in there, Britt? We got to get the engine a little hotter to get the Wayback Machine happening. We're almost there. It's almost hot enough. You got to get it up to a certain speed. You know, it's like you've seen the movie, right? The flux capacitor and all that stuff. In the movie, it's a lot easier. In real life, it takes a lot more to get these things going. Even in the now time. But it's almost ready to go. I think, the conductor's giving us a thumbs up. Where's my, let's check the dials here. Okay, we're ready to go. We're heading into the Twang Trust Wayback Machine. 1979, the Native Club there on, was it Stradbrook or River? They switched the names around on us there. It used to be really weird. You used to... Anyways, I'm not going to talk about street restructuring here on this show. We have to talk about the thread count of T-shirts soon. Here we are. Summertime. 1979. This is actually from the very last show the Fuse did. This was their breakup show. And then, of course, they got back together, like, I don't know, 6 months later again. And they're still going strong today. But this was their first farewell tour, if you were, you know. They're Winnipeg's own version of Kiss, I guess. But, yeah, here they are. David Briggs, Assorted Hatcher Brothers. And look at that. To kick us off, we got a pledge from Jackie. $30. Is Jackie going to be at the... No, I think Jackie's not going to be at the park. I think she's weaseling out and going to see William Prince, I think. But that's okay. She gave us some dough. That's what we need to get the Wayback Machine revved up. Here we go. 1979, Winnipeg's first family of rock and roll. It's the Fuse, kids.
when you say goodnight to me.
Time travel isn't cheap. Call in with your pledge now to CKW 204-774-6877.
Thank you. Marry me, you gorgeous thing. I saw 10 times better than we are. This is one of the first songs we ever wrote. You remember this. Go to it. Sad, sad eyes. Cry like rain. Sad, sad eyes. But I can't. Sad, sad eyes. I don't want to see you. I mean, a smile. You better stop what you're doing, because you're wasting all my time. And now you're looking for someone you can sympathize with, but the dude on the car will royalize. And all you got are those sad, sad eyes. Sad, sad eyes. Crying on green, sad, sad eyes. Looking for someone to blame, sad, sad eyes. Well, I don't wanna see you. You're doing, cause you're wasting all my time. Standing in a spotlight, fantasizing. Now you're looking for someone you can sympathize with, but that you don't call up for. Heard all your lies. All you got are those sad, sad eyes. Sad, sad eyes. smile, choose your eyes. Call the most funny lies. Got mean hands and heart like ice, and I see through your downside. So hard and fast, you got caught still living in the past. Gossler over the cliff of your eyes, lock my love on the south side.
My goodness, I'm hot, I'm sweaty. I'm at the Native Club in 1979. Oh my goodness. The Fuse, ladies and gentlemen, The Fuse. We heard them doing Ready Teddy there, the big smash-a-roo hit single, Sad Eyes. Cover of Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, Shaking All Over, and a hitherto unreleased, never played live in the last gosh, 30 years or so. A song that started off that set, The Kids Can't Go Home. That's from the Fuse's first farewell show in 1979. You know, this is, I've got a bunch of old Fuse tapes, and this one's probably my favorite. There's a lot of great ones, but this one, there's something special about it. And I think I've convinced the guys to start putting out a bootleg series. You know, if it's good enough for Dylan, I think it's good enough for the Fuse. And they got this new album coming out at the end of the month. March 2nd comes out at the Palace. You'll be able to pick it up at the show at the Park Theater. And after that, I'm hoping to steer him into doing a bootleg series. Sometimes it'll be, you know, like outtakes. Some of them will be new. Like this new album, there's 20 songs on it. They've got at least 30. They could have done like a double vinyl album or something. It's, well, it could have been a triple vinyl, I think. But there's lots of stuff in the can. But I'd like to see some old live shows come out too. And yeah, and there is a studio take of The Kids Can't Go Home. They used to play that on the radio way back in the day on FM 101. I've still got a cassette that I recorded off the radio from that era that that I cherish. But it would be nice to get a, I don't know if they still got the tapes, the original tapes to stuff like that, but that would be sweet to get out. And there's the Six and the Fuse did a bunch of studio stuff that's never been officially released. So who knows what may appear in the next few years. It's always fun to think back on the old community radio days. You know, I've said this before on Fun Drive shows, but I distinctly remember the day I was born again. I discovered the U of M station, which was only about a year away from shutting down for 20 years. But the year and a half that I had listening to it, man, what a special day. I heard so many amazing things, including the Fuse. First local band I ever got excited about. Snuck into a social to see them, actually, at the Native Club in 78. I only saw them twice, the original Fuse. I saw them, they opened for a Yes movie at the Playhouse, if you can believe that. I remember me and a friend, actually, the friend actually does a show here on CKW on tomorrow. I don't know if Derek's going to be back in time. Derek Breckner, who hosts Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, childhood pal. And we went to see that Yes movie. And the Fuse opened, and then Harlequin played. And then they played the Yes movie. And we both fell asleep during the Yes movie and left before it was over. But seeing the Fuse was pretty darn exciting. And then I snuck into that social. But, you know, my history with radio, you know, I've been doing this 25 years. Kind of hard to believe that, you know? But my radio history actually goes further back than that. CKRC, I remember going to the Red River X. I must have been like 7 years old or something like that. And CKRC had a booth set up at the Red River X. And you could try out to be a radio DJ. And, and the best thing about it is that if you did it, you went into this little booth and they gave you a script to read. And, you know, the shtick was, oh, yeah, maybe we'll find our next radio host doing this. But everybody who did it got a free six-pack of 7-Up, which was kind of a weird thing in the day because this is before cans. So it was a six-pack of bottled 7-Up. So you had to walk around the Red River X with a six-pack of bottled sodas. Which, that must have been a pain in the neck, but yeah, it was free sodas, right? So I was like 7 or 8 years old or something, and I did this, and they gave me this script to read, and I'm sure it was like, I don't know. It was, ooh, look at that. We'll talk about this momentarily. But they give me the script to read, and I'm sure it was, you know, some sort of hilarious thing with, you know, subversive little stories to talk about. But at 7 years old, I didn't get any of the jokes. Plus, you know, reading stuff, just, you know, reading at 7 years old was an issue. And I remember one of the little bits that I had to read about was about Liberace, who was a big deal at the time, you know, the piano dude. Well, but I don't know if you've ever seen Liberace's name written down. It looks a whole lot like Liberace. You know, L-I-B-E-R-A-C-E. How does a seven-year-old know that you're supposed to throw an H in there to pronounce it, you know? So, no, I was talking all about Liberace. Then fast forward like 33 years, I'm 40 years old, I'm doing a radio show here at CKUW, and I'm giving away movie passes to this Bob Dylan thing, which featured this actress, and I was reading it from a little script, and I was telling you, one of the stars of this movie, besides Bob Dylan, was the great Penelope Spheres. Penelope. You know that actress Penelope, right? So, yeah, radio skills really haven't improved since 1969, but, you know, you do what you can. You do what you can. We're coming up on the end of the show. There's only 15 minutes left, for Pete's sake. Here's the good news. We just cracked $3,000. Yeah! We've got all kinds of folks to thank. Keith. Keith gave us $75. Awesome. And, you know, I don't know. Does this count as payola? I don't know if we can accept these bribes, because we actually got some donations from the Fuse camp. Bibbs called in with $75. David Briggs is down for $100. And Colonel Hugh Parker, gosh, 500 bones. $500 from Hugh. That's insane. Thank you so much, all you folks. It's not like you do enough. And then you do this. It's crazy. But, you know, when I mentioned $500 pledges, you know, I know there's folks out there that hear that and it's like, oh, well, I can't give you $500. Hey, I know the feeling. If at $35, though, you can get yourself a friend's card, which actually pays for itself. Because I know you go to places like Into the Music and Argy's and Winnipeg Record and Tape and all these funky places, and you can save yourself bucks with the friend's card. It doesn't take long for it to pay for itself, and that's at $35. You know, I'm not out there every week. I'm not calling you up saying, hey, I got a raffle tickets. You can win a bunch of wine, even though I know, you know, you don't drink. Or I don't call you up and say, hey, my nephew's having a wedding social. Can you buy a social ticket? I don't do that. I don't do that. This is my wedding social. You know, if you can't spend $500, hey, neither can I. But I can afford $35. You know, if everybody out there listening right now who hasn't pledged yet called in right now with a $35 pledge, we'd set a new record. I know we would. And it could happen. All you got to do, call 774-6877 or go online. If you want to keep it anonymous, that's fine. Go to ckuw.ca/donate. Or just e-transfer us something. You can do that completely anonymously. Fundrive@ckuw.ca. Give what you can. There's definitely no shame involved in whichever level you choose to give at. I have about 3 hours worth of stuff I wanted to fit into this show, and I have about 10 minutes left. Look at that. There's the phone ringing. It might be one of those $35 pledges. Maybe it's another $500. Who knows? We'll find out soon enough. But, yeah, you know. We do so much here at CKW. You know, this thing we do, you know, when I started this show 25 years ago, I did it with my friend Gaylene. It was actually her show, and she asked if I'd fill in for her on a regular basis because she was out of town a lot. And then 2 years into the thing, she kind of lost interest and said, hey, it's your show. Go for it. And I've been doing it ever since solo. And it's a ton of fun. But when we first started it was, you know, we called it an alt-country show. It's what the kids were calling it at the time. But nowadays, I like to say that the Twang Trust is Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. And, you know, singer-songwriters, they're kind of starting to bore me as I get older. And, you know, I'm regressing, I think. I'm devolving. I'm going back to listening to my old Blue Oyster Cult albums that I had in high school. And speaking of high school, shout out to Robert with his pledge of $100. My only high school friend that's pledged on the show. Where are all those other losers? Where's Dale Nesbitt? I want to hear a pledge from Dale Nesbitt, who used to draw on my back in English class. He's probably dead or in jail, so it's probably just as well. Anyways, where was I? I was going somewhere with that. I know. I was talking about high school, Blue Oyster Cult records and all that. Yeah. You know, I know for sure that we'd probably do better here at Fun Drive Time on the Twang Trust if I just pick one genre and stick with it, you know? It'd be easy enough to do, but it wouldn't be an honest show. You know, everybody's got their own special jams and personal hang-ups and stuff. I get that. But, you know, like, personally, I can't listen to much jazz, personally. And that's only because I'm too dumb to listen to jazz. You know, like, Kinda Blue and Love Supreme, they do nothing for me. Is that because they're overrated albums? No, it's because I'm dumb. And I accept that completely. But, you know, it drives me nuts to hear older folks go on about how music was so much better back in our day, you know? Like, if you don't think that music fans 100 years from now are going to talk about Phoebe Bridgers' motion sickness in the same breath as Born to Run or Jumping Jack Flash, well, as Bob Dylan used to say, your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. And if that strikes a chord with you about why we play the variety of things we play here on the Twang Trust each and every week, then pick up the phone. Let us know. Show us what it means to you in financial terms. Accolades are nice, but fiscal reality is where we're at tonight. It's what we got to deal with. Call 774-6877 or go online now to make your pledge. And thanks to Kirsten for $50. We're on the way up. We're on the way up. I think we're going to play now. We're going to play a brand new artist that I understand is having trouble getting airplay with this new song of theirs due to, you know, some musical genre bigotry, frankly. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or not, but it's a pretty cool song, and we like to champion the new artists around here on the Twang Trust. This is a new artist, goes by the name of B Once. This is B Once on the Twang Trust.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo! Huh. There's a tornado. Sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now.
What's that, a whistle solo? Let's give it up for a whistle solo. Pledge now for whistle solos here on the Twang Trust Fun Drive effort.
There's a heatwave.
Hey everyone, this is Nelson.
The first bar that we find, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, you run to the left. Just wake me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas.
This is Shiny Ribs, and you're listening to both kinds of music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
You better have our money, baby. 204-774-6877. That's the number to call to give CKUW your money so we can keep bringing this craziness to you each and every day here for the rest of our lives. Frankly, yeah, I'm a lifer. I'm not going anywhere. If I have to do it myself, I will. But we'd like you to come along with us. Give us a call. Check out the website, eTransfer, CKW, no, fundrive at CKW.ca is where you e-transfer. Those crazy guys from Sane are itching to get in here. They're all big Doobie Brothers fans, I know. Yeah, well, we keep the Michael McDonald to a minimum here on the Twang Trust. No doubt about that. Oh, that's that Twang Trust fund drive over. We made, gosh, I don't know, what's our official total? Do we have an official total? It was insane. It was crazy. Yeah. Oh, we're going to wait. Some numbers. Let's announce some numbers and we'll get on out of here. Well, math is hard, kids. I don't know. This, yeah, we're radio. Yeah, stay off the math.